Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from the Fishbowl Thinker Group is Chad LaChance. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. We still got plenty of time, but I wanted to do even more, but somehow the brakes got carried away from me. But you want to talk about Front Range Reservoir trout. There's no trout in the Front Range Reservoirs. What are you talking about?
No, none around here. But real quick, Terry, before I dive into that, I listened to your last segment about the bears, and I've been doing a tremendous amount of hiking around Horsetooth, Horsetooth Reservoir, of course, famous popular destination, a place I want to talk a little bit maybe about fishing on in this segment, but I want to let people know that besides the bears being out, the rattlesnakes are out. We saw two of them yesterday on one hike, and they are out and about. They're pregnant females, so they're not necessarily in a great mood, and they will be spending time on the trails getting a tan during the warm part of the day. And I want to remind people to be careful of them. They are illegal to kill, so killing them for the sake of killing them is a bad plan. Just avoid them, and they will avoid you. They're very docile for the most part, but if you step on one, so watch where you're going, and they're out and about. But, yeah, now's the time to catch some trout, and they're out and about as well.
Yeah, I did talk about the rattlesnakes earlier in the show myself, too, and the fact that good time to keep your dog on a leash so they don't nose up to one.
Between the hungry bears and the lions out and the rattlesnakes, for sure. And I got to say, there's been, you know, people, major amounts of people flocking to the trailheads up there. And I've seen every log you can imagine broken repeatedly. So hopefully folks will keep their dogs safe or they will get bit right now. I can pretty much promise you a dog running around the edge of Horsetooth has got a prime chance.
Yeah, let's talk about something more pleasant, though. Let's talk about
catching trout.
Yes, sir. We know that there is a great opportunity, all kidding aside, on the Front Range for trout, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is this is the time to catch them because, as everybody knows, trout are cool water fish or cold water fish. And so in these western reservoirs, they can get, particularly down here on the Front Range, they can get really hard to catch during the middle of summer because they'll go deep to looking for cold water. But right now, they're up high in the water column. And I got reports from literally from Pueblo all the way north up to here. I called around a little bit. And all the reservoirs are kicking out trout right now. And the beauty of that is that they grow really fast in reservoirs. So, if somebody says you need to go find a big trout, I'm headed for the reservoirs way before I'm ever headed to a river around here as far as looking for some really big ones. And they grow really fast. And CPW does a good job of stocking lots of them during their shoulder season. They stock them typically in the spring and the fall. Places like Boyd Lake will kick out big numbers of them. Chatfield will kick out a bunch of them. Horsetooth, of course, is finally getting some trout back in it in good numbers, and a lot of those are being caught right now as well. And you can catch them from the bank. That's one of the best things. We always get requests for bank fishing information, and they're very, very easy to catch from the bank during this time of year. But a month and a half from now, they'll be really hard to catch from the bank.
So how do you approach them? What are some of the techniques you use when going after them from the bank?
Well, first thing is, where do I go? And the thing about it is, this time of year, one of the best places to fish for trout can be somewhere near the boat ramps. And it's because that's where they're stocked. It's kind of their home area. In the fall, they'll return there. They think they can spawn there. As far as they know, that's the river they came from. So a lot of times they'll congregate about around the boat ramps and can be a really good place to fish. And when I say around the boat ramps, in this case, I mean, you know, maybe a quarter mile from the boat ramp in a big circle all the way kind of around the ramp, you know. But they can be really good. I prefer to fish for them when there's some heavy overcast or some breeze coming in or during the crepuscular periods, the early, you know, the daylight and dusk. Right at daylight, they've been feeding well, and I've been watching them behind my house in the evenings, and they're getting a pretty good feed going on out in the bay that you can see as well. But my general answer is to go where the wind's blowing, fish near the ramps, and then as far as techniques go, we could go through a whole list of that. But the easy answer for sure going to be to put some sort of a power bait product down. I mean, whether you float it up off the bottom or suspend it under a bobber, depending on how deep you are, those are probably the easiest way to catch numbers of them. And I've been watching that go on at Horsetooth, and guys are catching them pretty good in South Bay with power bait. For me, I'm not a bait guy in general, so I'm probably going to be winding a Johnson Minnow Spin or a Splinter Spoon, which is a real shiny little, more similar to a Castmaster people might be familiar with. And I'll be winding one of those two things along, or the all time best trout catcher for me, a 2.5-inch gold middle and a light jig head, and just either pop it along the bottom or pop it through the middle of the water column. Just keep it moving, and you can get a bunch of them to eat that too.
Well, you know, and a great technique I love, you mentioned under a bobber, the little jars of the Gulp Alive that have the little different, and there's a number of them. They have waxies, they have maggots, they have 1-inch minnows. On a tiny jig head, even an ice fishing jig under a bobber can be just phenomenal.
Absolutely. Or the little worms, the little pinch crawlers. I mean, literally any of those. And you know, the bobber gives you the opportunity to basically dead stick the bait or not move the bait. And there can be a lot of times when the bait is just hanging there, not moving, gets their attention. I mean, you and I both work ISE shows for a year, International Sportsman's Expos. In that demo tank, when the fish won't bite, you do one of two things. You either wind it as fast as you can, whatever it might be, or you don't move it at all and make it little, and they'll swim up and nibble it just out of curiosity alone. So one of those two things usually works, and if it's me, I'm probably going the bobber route before I suspend something up off the bottom, just because it still gives it a little bit of motion. The thing can still drift and things like that. I'm covering at least a little bit of water that way.
Well, and the little gulp products I found, like the little worms you mentioned and stuff, you're not only going to catch trout, but if there's panfish, walleyes, even bass, they're liable to come and eat that. So you open up your opportunities to catch other species a little more than the paste-type baits.
Yes, that's a good point. And, a little gulp crawler under a bobber, every smallmouth and horsetooth will eat that thing if he swims by it, and you probably got a good shot at getting anything else that swims by to eat it. So that's a good call as well. A couple other things about these trout, they do grow really fast, and people say, oh, stocker trout don't taste that good. They don't taste that good. But once they've been in the reservoir for 6 months, they have a completely different, diet and everything else, and they turn into really good fish. Actually, they're delicious. The meat gets a good color to it, they get less mushiness, and they're extremely good to eat, and they stock millions of them in Colorado for a reason. So I've been contacted by several people looking for fish to eat during this whole craziness that we've been dealing with, and people don't normally harvest their own fish. They're like, geez, I want to eat some fish. And I've been telling everyone the same thing: go find some reservoir trout and eat them. Parks and Wildlife stocks a lot of them. They don't reproduce in the reservoirs anyway, so it's not like they're going to grow up and make babies. And it's just literally a matter of a food source that's put in there for a reason. So take them home. A little lemon, a little butter goes a long ways.
Chad, we are out of time. We're up against the NFL draft. But how do people find you for more information or about your shows?
Yeah, Fishful Thinker across all social media. So Instagram, Facebook, our YouTube channel is really banging these days. I'd love people to check that out. Again, it's at Fishful Thinker. And we are starting to book guide trips again. They're opening us back up here to start guiding here pretty quick. So if you guys want to go on a guide trip, that's at fishfulthinker.com.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you again soon. You and I have to get on the water together.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Terry. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Stay safe.
You bet. Chad LaChance. We're going to wrap things up. We're actually over time. We'll let the Eagles take us to the top of the hour and the NFL draft right here on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.